Welcome, welcome, welcome to It's Time for Affordable Housing. I'm your favorite host, LaShondra Grace, the apartment lady, founder of the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation. This is the very first episode of season six. I'm so happy to be back with you. Let me explain to you what's going to happen. Monday through Friday, we'll be looking for affordable housing in the United States. We're mainly focusing on renters right now, and we're just going to search it out. If we find an open wait list, we're going to tell you about it. We're going to put all the links in the description of this podcast. You can literally find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, Google, Radio Public, Pocket Cast. I mean, this podcast is on 45 different podcast stations, so you can listen to it wherever you are. We're going to have giveaways. I'm super excited about that. And let's get the show on the road because it's time for affordable housing. So the first episode, we're going to set the stage and try to figure out what we're working with and where we are. And there's a report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition that did just that. I'm like, really? Okay, thank you, God. This is so awesome. So this report is called The Gap, A Shortage of Affordable Rental Homes. It says no state has adequate supply of affordable rental housing for the lowest income renters, right? It goes on to say the U.S. has a shortage of 7.3 million rental homes affordable and available to renters with extremely low incomes. That is incomes at or below either the federal poverty guideline of 30% of their area median income, whichever is greater. So it says only 33 affordable housing units are available per every 100. Do you guys hear me? Per every 100 renters. So basically 67 renters, they're not going to get placed per every 100 renters. Now, I've told you guys before, the United States makes up about, renters make up about 37% of the United States, right? So let's just keep this moving. Extremely low income renters face a shortage in every state and major metropolitan area. Among the states, the supply of affordable and available rental homes range from 17 affordable and available homes per every 100 extremely low income rental households. In Nevada, 58 per 100. In South Dakota, they're saying it says in 12 of the 50 largest metropolitan areas in the city, the absolute shortage of affordable housing and available homes for extremely low income renters exceeds 100,000 renters. So I'm going to put this report, the link to the report, in the description of this podcast, right? It's like, okay, so they go through every single state. So I'll just give you, a preview of the information that they provided. So Alabama, they start at the beginning. Alabama, extremely low income renter household, 170,000. 510 extremely low income renter households. Number of affordable housing rentals per 100 income, per 100 low income rental household is 49. So that's per 100. So you're thinking about it's 170,000, right? But they said it's 49. So just shy under 50%. So when you do those numbers, you're looking at about 80,000, 85,000 people don't have rentals available for them. 85,000 rental households in Alabama don't have, apartments available for them. There's no affordable housing available for them. They said, and they go on to say, extremely low income rental household with severe cost burden, 70%. So even though 49% of the renters may be housed, and 51% of the 170,000 renters and low-income renters in Alabama are not housed. However, even with the ones that are housed, 70% of them are cost burden. You guys have to understand, the rent is high. The rent is high. We'll deal with that in a second. The rent is high. The rent is high. Not only is the rent high, but the rent has actually saw an inflation. And we all know it came from this eviction moratorium, this, that, another. But how can we stop the rent from being so high? How can we house America's low-income renters? Because these are the people that's doing the labor jobs. Do you understand? These are the employees. The economy is really... Okay, let's try to go down this list. They do Alaska. They do Arizona. Arizona, they said extremely low-income rental household in Arizona, 179,846. Number of affordable and available rental homes per 100 extremely low-income household renters is 24. Are you serious? 24. So 24%. Of Arizona's 179,846 renters are housed right now. And then there's what? 76%? There's no housing. There's no affordable housing for these renters. It goes on to say that the extremely low income rental households with severe cost burden in Arizona is 80%. Okay, California, big state, California, extremely low income rental household in California, 1,308,328 extremely low income renter households in California. And it goes on to say that the number of affordable rental units per rental homes per 100 extremely low income renters in California is 24%. So again, that's just like Arizona, 24%. So 24% of these extremely low income rental households are housed, or there's housing for them. But that leaves 76% of people that cannot afford housing. There is no available housing for them. And this is in California. They go on to say 78% of the extremely low income rental household has severe cost. They're severely cost burdened. Guys, this is, okay, we're setting the stage for all of the next shows so that you guys know what we're dealing with and try to figure out why. Now when you hear these numbers, you have to understand, this is why it's hard for you to rent. This is why, I mean, yes, if you have a previous eviction due to being evicted after the eviction moratorium, then having a previous eviction will obviously stop you from being able to rent or disqualify you from being able to rent. But guess what? Let's say you don't have a previous eviction. This report is saying that the affordable housing is just not available, right? This is why you're having a hard time renting. You're trying to figure out, I mean, I've come across several renters, and most of the renters that come to the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation are like, you know, I'm putting in applications, I can't find a place to stay. Now, by the grace of God, we have been able to house them, but then they want, I need a place next week. No, next week, it's not going to happen next week. If you had a hard time finding places, do you think we wouldn't have a hard time finding places? Yes, we are housing people. Yes, we got leases. We got leases. Every week we have been getting leases, but guess what? It is hard. We're having families move, you know, we have families, four children. They have to move into a two-bedroom because that's what they can afford. And even the two-bedroom leave them cost burden up to about 65%. Two household families, two-parent households, both parents are working still. There is no housing for them. So this report is literally showing you why you are having a hard time getting a place to stay. So we're going to go to Florida. I'm shocked at the number for Florida, but let's just do these numbers. Excuse me. Florida has 575,379 extremely low-income rental households, but they said only 23%. So per every 100 extremely low-income household in Florida, there's only 23 available affordable units for them. 23 per every 100. So we're going to say 23% of the 500 and something thousand, right? And then it goes on to say that 83% of the extremely low income rental household are severely cost burdened. So they're cost burdened by 83%. So let me explain what that means when it says cost burden. Let's do some easier numbers. If they're making $1,000 a month, they're paying 83%, so they're paying $830 for housing. So you're making $1,000 a month, you're paying $830 for housing. That leaves you with $170 to get to work, take care of your clothes, and just for the living necessities, food and so forth, 83%. So when I say that it's the extremely low income rental household with severe burden costs, we're talking about housing burden costs, right? And that includes the rent, utilities, insurance. If you have anything that has to do with your housing costs, that means you're paying about 83% of your income per housing, per rental, or however you're being housed. Do you understand that? I want to let you know what these numbers mean. 83%. So then let's go, because let's do Illinois. You know, Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation started in Illinois. Let's do Illinois. Illinois has 443,746 extremely low income rental households. And it says the number of affordable rental households per 100 extremely low rental households in Illinois is 34. So that means 66 of renters per every 100, there is no housing for them. It just doesn't exist, right? And then Illinois goes on to say, and the extremely low income rental household with severe burden cost is 73%. So here we go. If your income is $1,000, you're paying 73% to be housed. 73%. So if your income is $1,000, that's $730. You only have about $270 to live on every single month. We're going to do one more number and then I'll wrap this show up. Definitely this link will be in the description, and I'll come back tomorrow and we'll focus on this list, because you need to understand this list is literally explaining to you why you're having a hard time renting. The properties, they're just not there, and they're definitely not affordable. Okay, the ones that's there, definitely people can't afford it. People that's on minimum wage or their income is below is either in the federal poverty, below the federal poverty, getting my words mixed, poverty guideline, it's just not there. So this is why you're having a hard time. It's just not there. So I know I skipped around. I did Alabama. I did Arizona. We talked about California. We talked about Florida. We talked about Illinois. But I'm going to spend this week going through this list, because I need you to know, if you're in any one of these states, this is why it's hard for you to find housing. Okay. This is my show for today, you guys. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. I will have the link to this report. It's the National Low Income Housing Coalition that prepared this report. I will have the link to this report in the episode, in the episode description. You guys, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll finish it. As a matter of fact, we'll go A through Z. We'll go A through Z so that you can understand what the rental atmosphere in your state looks like. So you can understand it's not just you. There's an issue. The United States has an affordable housing issue. There, we have an affordable housing crisis right now. They're not really calling it. They're starting to catch on, but it's an issue. And so I'll see you tomorrow, and thank you for listening to It's Time for Affordable Housing, because guess what? It really is time for affordable housing. I'm LaShondra Graves, the apartment lady, and I will see you tomorrow. Thank you guys for listening.